And welcome back in, and we are joined again by head coach John Fox. Coach, talking about your running back position. It's been kind of a carousel there as well. I know you're not a huge fantasy football guy, but you're driving fantasy football players nuts here, Coach. Who gets the bulk of the carries this week? It changes every week.
Well, again, you know, I don't like giving out too much information, but you know, we feel good about the group, have all year. I know they're youthful, but you know, I think we've had bright spots by anybody we've leaned on. So I don't think that'll be any different this week versus the Rams.
CJ Anderson specifically last week really had a nice game, his best game, best career game as a pro. Were you surprised at all to see CJ have a game like that, especially the 51-yard catch and run to the end zone where he darted all across the field?
Not really. I mean, when he's been given opportunities, he's answered the bell. You know, I go back to late in the game in New England. You know, he made a tremendous physical run. So, you know, that was definitely a great play on his part. And, you know, it sparked our football team. And, you know, we expect him to do that again this week.
Big picture now. You're 7-2 overall. You're still tops in the division, although Kansas City's kind of biting at your heels a little bit. You're still fighting New England for potential home field advantage in the AFC. How confident are you your team's still hungry where they need to be, their mindset is where it needs to be at this point of the season?
Well, I think, you know, the mindset's outstanding, and we don't worry about and look at where other teams are. We're just, all our focus is on how we can improve and what we have to do to improve.
And still ahead, Coach Fox will tackle questions submitted by you, the fans. But first up, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with this week's Pacific Auction Injury Report.
That's right, Nick. The Broncos releasing the Week 11 injury report, and it's a reversal of fortune when it comes to running backs. After several weeks of sitting out, Monte Ball is back. He's listed as probable for Sunday. His replacement, Ronnie Hillman, will now take his spot on the sideline, out with a foot injury. And tight end Virgil Green still working his way back from a knee injury. He's listed as doubtful. Between Peyton, Eli, and Archie, it's easy to understand why the Mannings are known as the first family of football. But number 18 isn't the only Bronco with a proven NFL pedigree. Britton Colquitt is considered one of the league's top punters. But his toughest competition for the title may be his own brother, Dustin. Both Colquitts have been dreaming of kicking careers since they grew up watching their dad and uncle in the NFL.
To us, it was like we saw Super Bowl rings and Steelers stuff all over the wall, and like, that's what my dad did. I guess that's what I'm going to do. And so we always kind of believed that, and I think that that's why you see guys that had parents in professional sports, and they can do it too, because it's just a belief and mindset.
Follow your dreams. Back in 2013, Dustin beat out Britton for the Pro Bowl selection, but both brothers have some work to do to catch up to dad. Craig Colquitt won 2 Super Bowls during his 7 years with the Steelers. Pretty impressive family. Okay, still ahead, Coach Fox tackles our rapid-fire fan questions. Hear what he thinks about the possibility of Denver hosting a Super Bowl and how early an NFL coach needs to start his day.